Previously on Tales of Morterra. Rumpeljerry the Tabaxi and Saoirse the Satyr found themselves in the city of Pwerna on True Night, the conjunction of two new moons, a time when the undead wander the streets. Trying to find shelter, they met Will the Half-Orc, who was travelling with a gnome named Hau. This True Night was unusual, in that many of the undead they battled were severed body parts. And after some exploration, they discovered a lab under a guard post in the dodgy part of town, where someone was putting together a creature from various parts. They killed it, and found evidence connecting the lab to the elven Stendhal family, who lived nearby. They decided to investigate the Stendhals, and Rumpeljerry's noble lineage came in handy, despite her officially being dead, to meet the matriarch, Rita. In a secret room Will found, they discovered evidence of necromantic experiments on animals at the local menagerie, which they travelled to and burned down after killing one of the five Stendhals, Rita's grandchild Sigrun, and taking a supply of the magical metal Expanite. Meanwhile, Hau's contacts in the Gnomish Resistance against the Halfling Empire burned the Stendhals' castle. They were caught but escaped alive. The group threatened to expose the Stendhals through an anonymous note signed The Consequences. Maiden sold some fake deeds to Stendhal lands on the upside, the underside of the world where Expanite, among other things, is mined. Consequences then left town and made their way to a hunting lodge owned by the Stendhals, protected by powerful illusion magic. They dispatched another member of the family, the son-in-law Edvin, and discovered that the rest had teleported elsewhere, possibly to the vicinity of the Great Electric Sea. The way there was long, and on the way Hau and Will invented a device to mitigate Rumpeljerry's wild magic, which caused her to be ostracized from her family as a snarl in the magical weave. They also found a way into the Feywild, where Saoirse spent much of her childhood after being found wandering alone there when she was very young. Consequences' next stop was Ramik, a hidden city under Lake Dorin, run by the Resistance's head, Mrs. Pygo. Here they discovered that not only had a key contact in the direction of the Great Electric Sea Institute of the Arcane vanished, but that Hau's daughter had married the son of Valentina Cabello, a halfling noble Hau had spent many years disguised as to gather information from court, until she began to be targeted by assassins. They promised to investigate the disappearance and mark the winter solstice in Tabaxi and Orcish fashion. They found their way over the mountains to Tambon, where they learned that not only are goblins real, but so is their god, the Great Eel, who lives in the Great Electric Sea. The missing contact, known only as Galvani, had been working with another academic, Nathaniel Orrell, to create bottled lightning, a powerful energy source, using the Great Eel's energy. He was also working with the Stendhals, and had a text on the potential benefits of wild magic users, which it called not snarls, but shuttles. They put a stop to production, and found an item Galvani had been sent by the Stendhals, which turned out to be a phylactery, meaning one or more of them were liches. Hau befriended the eel, but Will didn't trust her to help destroy it. He also managed to contact her via arcane magic, but failed to get in touch with Saoirse's birth mother, who they believed to be somewhere on the elven continent of Brak. The consequences concluded that they should make their way to the capital, Seer de Dimiver, to learn more and hopefully find a way to destroy the Stendhals and their phylactery. And on the way, Saoirse had a date with a gnome named Rhee, and they decided to infiltrate Gatti Polytechnic, a school for artificers, to introduce an alternative way to create bottled lightning by disguising Will as Professor Orrell.